Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Virtues of enduring illness. Excellence of salat upon the Prophet. The beloved Prophet sallallahu aleyhi ve alihi ve sellem said, whoever faces difficulty should send salat upon me in abundance, because sending salat upon me averts difficulties and calamities. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. An ill person receives the reward of virtuous deeds performed in good health. The companion Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu states that he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who started smiling. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what made you smile? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, how strange it is that a believer cries whilst ill. Had he known what reward there is for him in exchange of this illness, he would wish to remain ill until he meets his Lord. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam smiled again, and this time lifted his head towards the heavens. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, why did you smile and lift your head towards the heavens? He replied, I saw two angels descend from the heavens. They were searching for a believer at his place of salah. When they did not find him there, they said to Allah, we used to write such and such good deeds of such and such slave of yours day and night. We now found him restricted by you due to illness. Thus, we did not record any good deeds for him. Allah Almighty stated, record all the good deeds which that slave of mine used to perform day and night, and do not reduce anything from it for as long as he is restricted by me. Allama Abdul Rauf Al-Munawi Rahmatullahi Alayh writes in the commentary of this hadith, when Allah makes a person experience an illness, by virtue of this, he purifies that person from the dirt of sins and grants reward to those who are patient. The fire of hell will not touch him when he crosses the bridge of Al-Sirat, because he will have been purified from the dirt of sins. Then he will enter paradise amongst those who were patient. Conversely, if he was not purified from the dirt of sins in this world, the fire of hell awaits him on the day of judgment. Therefore, he will suddenly be lifted from the bridge of Al-Sirat so that he may be purified from the dirt of sins, because only those who are free from this are worthy of the abode of the pious and the proximity of Allah, i.e. paradise. Dear Islamic brothers, those who are healthy should draw inspiration from this narration to do as many good deeds as they can whilst they are well. Voluntary, i.e. nafl prayers, should be offered in addition to farz salah. Dhikr and salat upon the Prophet should be recited in abundance while standing, seated or walking. In addition to fard fast, optional fast should also be observed. In summary, if we perform many good deeds whilst being fit and healthy, by virtue of Allah's mercy, we will continue to receive the reward of these actions even when we are ill and cannot perform them. Allah's whip on earth. Dear Islamic brothers, illnesses are a mercy for a believer. They eradicate sins and raise one's rank. The virtues of illness are found in many hadith. Illnesses that affect the pious, such as the infallible prophets alayhimus salam, the companions alayhim ridwan, and saints rahmatullahi alayhim increase their rank. The patience shown by these noble figures when facing illness serves as a fine lesson for us sinful people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Al maradu sawtullahi fil ardi yu'addibu bihi ibada, meaning illness is Allah's whip on earth with which He disciplines His people. Elaborating on this hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Al-Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, this is because illness impedes the lower self, i.e. nafs, and ends the pleasure gained from desires. The door to remain content with the will of Allah opens for the one who remembers that illness is Allah's whip on earth with which He disciplines people. Greater pleasures entail greater trials. O devotees of the Prophet, whether we are happy, sad, ill or healthy, we should be content with the will of Allah in all circumstances. Bearing in mind the following is conducive for remaining patient. By Allah, it is better for the punishment of the hereafter to be given in this world in the form of worldly difficulties, because nobody can tolerate the punishment of the hereafter. One should continue to fear Allah even in a state of happiness and affluence, for it is possible that these worldly blessings are given in place of the reward given in the hereafter. Those indulged in eating fine foods, building magnificent homes and living luxurious lives should be considerably fearful. It is stated in Minhajul Abideen, the agony of death is commensurate with the pleasures of life. Whoever experiences greater pleasures here will experience greater agony at that time. The way of a true believer. It is not for us to decide whether or not an individual who neither falls ill nor faces any problems is disliked by Allah. The same applies regarding someone who possesses many worldly luxuries. Our focus should only be on ourselves. We ought to better our hereafter by pursuing a path to please our merciful Lord and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, remaining obedient to Allah Almighty in every situation is the way of a believer. Every affair of a true believer is full of opportunities to contemplate, which should always be utilized to refrain from wrongdoings. Allah Almighty states in verse 36 of Surah Al-Rum, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا أذقنا الناس رحمة فرحوا بها وإن تصبهم سيئة بما قدمت أيديهم إذا هم يقنطون. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and when we give people the taste of mercy, they rejoice upon it. And if an evil reaches them as a result of what their hands have sent forth, thereupon they become despairing. In the commentary of this verse mentioned in Sirat al-Jinan, it states, when people experience the benefits of being granted good health and a lot of wealth from their Lord, they rejoice and become arrogant as a result. And if something bad reaches them due to their disobedience and sins, they despair in the mercy of Allah, which is contrary to the way of a believer. A believer's state is such that he is grateful when he receives a blessing, and he does not lose hope in Allah's mercy when facing a difficulty. Show patience. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam visited an Ansari companion radiallahu anh, who was unwell. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam addressed him by asking, "How long have you had a fever?" O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, 7 nights, he replied. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "The time of illness takes away the time of sins. My brother, be patient. You will leave your sins the way you entered them." The difference between the disease of a believer and a hypocrite. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "When a believer is afflicted by an illness and then granted cure by Allah, this illness is an expiation for his past sins and a lesson for him in the future. When a hypocrite is ill and then cured, he is like the camel that was tethered by its owners and then set free. It does not know why they tethered it, nor why they set it free." A person from amongst the gathering proclaimed, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what are illnesses? I swear by Allah that I have never fallen ill." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Move away from us. You are not from us," meaning our way. Elaborating on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes, "A believer repents from his sins when he is ill. He thinks that this illness is due to some sin of his. And perhaps this is the last illness after which there is death. For this reason, he attains cure as well as forgiveness. A heedless hypocrite thinks that he became ill due to such and such reason and that he recovered due to such and such medicine. He delves so much into cause and effect that he forgets to repent, does not reflect on his sins, and forgets the one who ultimately causes everything, i.e. Allah Almighty. This individual who claimed that he never fell ill was a hypocrite. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knew that this person would not die as a believer, which is why he addressed him sternly. Some narrations state that when this incident transpired, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever wishes to see a dweller of hell should look at this individual." In reality, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the embodiment of good character. He would not show sternness merely due to someone not falling ill. This incident also proves that Allah gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knowledge of people's good or bad ending. Imam Sharfuddin Hussein bin Muhammad al-Tibi rahmatullahi alayhi states, "When a believer falls ill and then recovers, he becomes alert and realizes that his illness was a means to erase his past sins. Thus, he becomes remorseful and does not revert to sinning how he used to. His illness becomes an expiation for his past wrongdoings. Illness is mercy." Sayyiduna Sahal bin Abdullah al-Tustari rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Bodily illnesses are mercy, whereas illnesses of the heart are a punishment." Dear Islamic brothers, bodily illnesses are a form of mercy as opposed to the illness of sins, which is a cause for destruction. Watching films and dramas, listening to music and songs, giving and taking bribery, earning interest or wealth through haram means, and consuming even a morsel of haram are deadly illnesses, severer than cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. This is because a bodily illness will take one's life, whereas the illness of sins can take one's faith, i.e. iman. An individual afflicted with illness from head to toe suffers less harm than the one in a state of disbelief, i.e. kufr, as dying in such a state means continuously having to face the punishment of hell, which is intolerable. Anything painful which one can conceive of is only a fraction of everlasting divine punishment. The pain experienced in all the following scenarios is insignificant compared to the pain those dwelling in hell will have to experience: being stabbed, beaten with sticks, being run over by a heavy vehicle causing all the body's bones to crush, having a gun fired into the mouth, having nails pulled using a plier, experiencing salt being poured on a wound, being skinned alive, and undergoing surgery without anesthetics administered. The same is true of the comparatively minor trouble experienced when one has a headache, fever, and stomachache, or the pain one faces when dealing with other potentially more serious medical issues, such as a heart attack, cancer, kidney stones, rashes, and severe anxiety. Suppose that all worldly illnesses and calamities afflicted one person. Even so, they would not be tantamount to the slightest punishment in hell. We pray to Allah that our faith is not separated from us for even a microsecond. May our Creator protect us from the illness of sin. Because sin is a precursor to disbelief. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةِ. We ask for Allah for forgiveness and well-being. Dying without experiencing illness. During the era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, someone proclaimed upon the passing away of an individual, "Fortunate is he, for he passed away without suffering from illness." Listening to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Pity you, for what do you know? If Allah had afflicted him with an illness, he would have wiped away his sins as a result." It is stated in Mirat al-Manaji, the individual who said this, "Fortunate is he," assumed that illnesses were divine punishment and that remaining healthy was mercy from Allah. It was due to this assumption that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam expressed discontentment. For an illness faced by a believer, in particular the illness which leads to death, is also from Allah's mercy due to it. He forgives a person's sins, hence such an individual repents and becomes purified, which is why it is better to pass away after an illness. A hadith states, "Allah certainly afflicts his believing slave with illness to the extent that all his sins are wiped away." Illness wipes away sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Sa'atul adha yudhibna sa'atil khataya," meaning, "Moments of difficulties and illnesses wipe away sins." Another narration mentions, "Moments of illness and worry in this world avert moments of difficulty in the hereafter." In other words, any calamities and difficulties that afflict a person in this world will become a means for attaining salvation in the afterlife. Effect of illness. It is written in Shar al-Zurqani, "Except for those who are infallible, i.e. the Prophets alayhimus salam, the chances of people not falling into sin are very little. Therefore, Their illness wipes away their sins or increases their rank and diminishes the potency of their lower self, i.e. nafs. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi asserts, what can be better than illness obstructing the conveyance of sins and disobedience to Allah? Dear Islamic brothers, one should not desire to be ill after reading or listening to the virtues of enduring illness. Rather, one should ask Allah Almighty for well-being. As we are weak, we should implore our Creator for goodness in this world, goodness at the time of death, goodness in the grave, and goodness on the day of judgment. Goodness should be sought in all affairs. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The greatest reminder of death. Given that illness can lead to departing this world, seek forgiveness for your sins when ill and fear Allah. News reaches us daily of thousands of ill people passing away. Shaykh Abu Talib al-Makki rahmatullahi alayhi said, the ill should repent whilst ill. They should show remorse for their wrongdoings. They should repent in abundance. They should perform the dhikr of Allah, lower their wishes and remember death a lot. Illnesses are the greatest reminder of death and something whose occurrence acts as a precursor to death. Not repenting despite falling ill numerously. A hadith mentions that when a person falls ill twice and does not repent, the angel of death addresses him saying, O negligent one, a forerunner came to you from me, one after the other, and yet you did not respond. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The wisdom in remaining hungry. Why do you place so much emphasis on remaining hungry? Sayyiduna Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi was asked. He replied, had Pharaoh remained hungry, he would not have claimed to be God. Had Qarun remained hungry, he never would have become obstinate and disobedient. Pharaoh receives his very own verdict. In Tafsir al-Sawi, the following account is mentioned. Once, when Pharaoh was sat on his throne claiming to be God, the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam visited him in human form. He asked Pharaoh what he thought of the slave who grew up with the wealth and blessings bestowed by his master, but then went on to show ingratitude to his master and reject his rights while claiming to be God. In response, Pharaoh wrote, a slave who has shown ingratitude to his master and become disobedient to him should be punished by being made to drown in the sea. As a result, when Pharaoh and his followers went after Prophet Musa alayhi salam and reached the middle of the split sea only for it to return to its normal state, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam showed Pharaoh the very same answer he gave with his signature on it. And then Pharaoh drowned in the river Nile. Quranic commentators rahmatullahi alayhim have said, Allah Almighty made Pharaoh's corpse wash ashore like a dead bull, so that it may serve as a lesson to the survivors from Bani Israel and others, and make it clear to them that anyone who is an oppressor and acts arrogant before Allah, his fate is such whereby he is casted into a pit of humiliation and disgrace. The king who lived for more than 400 years. The title granted to a king of Egypt was Pharaoh. Walid bin Musab bin Riyan was the name of the Pharaoh during Prophet Musa's era. He was an extremely oppressive and obstinate individual. Pharaoh claimed to be God. He lived for over 400 years. It is said that in the day, Pharaoh would claim to be God, and at night he would remain busy crying to Allah. Due to this, he remained formidable and awe-inspiring, and his reign lasted a long time. Pharaoh's misfortune. When Lady Asiya radiallahu anha, Pharaoh's wife, saw a box flowing in the river and her eyes fell on a baby with a refulgent face, which was Prophet Musa alayhi salam, she addressed Pharaoh saying, قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: this child is the coolness of my eyes and yours. Do not kill him. Pharaoh replied, he might be coolness to your eyes. I am in no need of him. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, by Allah, if Pharaoh had also confessed that this child is coolness to his eyes, as Asiya radiallahu anha had done so, Allah would have certainly guided him to, just as he guided Asiya radiallahu anha. The entire Egypt was gifted to a servant. Caliph Harun al-Rashid rahmatullahi alayh recited verse 51 of Surah Az-Zukhruf. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى فرعون في قومه قال يا قوم أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون. Translation from Kanz al-Iman: and Pharaoh called out amongst his nation that, O my people, is the kingship of Egypt not for me, and these rivers which flow beneath me? So do you not see? Being reminded of Pharaoh's pride about ruling over Egypt, he announced, I will grant Egypt to a junior servant of mine. Hence, he handed over Egypt to his servant Khasib, who used to assist him during wuzu. May Allah have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. One reason for Pharaoh claiming to be divine. Do you know why Pharaoh claimed to be divine? Narrations mention that out of the 400 years of Pharaoh's life, he lived in such comfort for 320 years that he never experienced pain, fever or hunger during this period. It is mentioned in Ihya al-Ulum that a pious person, rahmatullahi alayh, stated, the reason for Pharaoh claiming to be divine is because he remained healthy for a long time. 400 years passed, yet he never experienced a headache, fever or pain in any nerve. Had he experienced pain in even one side of his head for a day, never mind claiming to be divine, he would have abandoned all futile matters. Being mindful of Allah's secret plan. Dear Islamic brothers, the blessing of good health and having a lot of wealth lead many people to sin. Anyone who is fit and well, wealthy or of high status should be mindful of the secret plan of the all-knowing Creator. The great Tabi'i saint Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, a person who is granted blessings in this world by Allah Almighty, i.e. in the form of a high salary, obedient children, wealth, good health, high status and rank, beauty or leadership, but does not fear that these blessings might be part of Allah's secret plan is negligent of this matter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, some people mention their illnesses to everyone without a reason. In fact, given the popularity of social media in today's day and age, news of being admitted to hospital or images showing medical treatment being administered are made viral by patients themselves. Concealing one's illness as much as possible is an act of great reward. Why does the individual who always informs others of his illness or requests for supplications not call out to the curer of all illnesses, Allah Almighty, to grant him cure? Turn to Allah during difficulty. A hadith Qudsi mentions that Allah states when one of his slaves facing difficulties asks him for something, he bestows upon him before he asks and accepts his supplication. And whoever turns to Allah's creation when in difficulty instead of turning to him, the doors of the heavens are closed for him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Reward for even being pricked by a thorn. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhuma narrate from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, fatigue, illness, sorrow or distress do not afflict a Muslim, not even the pricking of a thorn, except that Allah forgives that person's sins because of it. In Fath al-Bari, which is a commentary written on al-Bukhari, the following statement of Imam Qarafi rahmatullahi alayhi is quoted. Difficulties and pain expiate for sins, regardless of whether or not a person is content in that state. However, remaining content when facing difficulties expiates for major sins, whereas being discontent expiates for lesser sins. The reality is that the greater the difficulty, the greater the sins that are expiated for. Someone who remains content when confronted by a difficulty will receive additional reward for that. If the person afflicted has no sins, he will receive reward equal to that instead. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam approached a tree and shook it until as many leaves as Allah willed had fallen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, pain and difficulties make a person's sins fall quicker than I made the leaves of this tree fall. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.